Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, back from 9 to midnight. We go out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, to Kansas City, Missouri, Fredericksburg, Texas, to Providence, Rhode Island. We simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on Global Shortwave during the day. You can get the first 2 hours on shortwave at 94.75. WWCR, Global Blowtorch, 100,000 watts. That's 94.75. And the second 2 hours at night, well, it's only the third hour for this week. The next week, the second 2 hours, and later probably all three, but 3210 from 10 to midnight, 3210. And call into the other shows. We just changed frequencies, and we're getting hundreds of calls an hour about it. Call into the other shows for me because I mean to do it. Dave and Joyce and John and others, and tell them the new frequencies for folks, because it's a lot of people that don't know where we're at now on the shortwave. Boy, I tell you, last hour I got pretty angry. I'm very irritated. I'm sick of what's happening. I did confirm that the Senate did, what the caller said in the last segment is true. The Senate did pass several of the gun grab provisions on to the what do you call it, liability protection for gun makers, gun manufacturers, and they put several of the amendments on there, like the assault weapons ban extension, a shutdown of the gun shows, and coming up later today, a attack on ammo, a huge ammo ban that the National Rifle Association is pushing, sponsoring. Are you angry about this? And Bush will sign it. He said he will sign it with riders, with added things, with expansions. They've got more amendments to ban a bunch of different guns. Again, this is the new conservatism. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, they will not talk about it. They will tell you how conservative Bush is, how evil the liberals are, as Bush votes with them time and time again on every issue. I mean, you know, he'll cut $87 million of abortion funding and then increase the UN's funding by billions of dollars for it. There'll be a few smoke and mirrors for you where he'll say, oh, I want a constitutional convention, you know, to stop homosexual marriage. But that's all a red herring. They could care less. It's about a con to rewrite the entire thing. So it's all very cynical, and I'm on so many talk shows. I was on four of them yesterday. And, you know, they're good conservative people, and they're like, yeah, I wish Bush wouldn't do that, but he's, Bush is better than John Kerry and Hillary. No, he's not. If John Kerry or Hillary Clinton was in office, people wouldn't put up with the biggest gun control move in U.S. history. It's got to happen. You got to have price controls, and you got to go off the gold standard. You got to normalize relations with China and have all the tax increases under Richard Milhouse Nixon. You got to have the phony drug war and the police state and all the prisons under George Herbert Walker. You got to have all this stuff under Junior, you know, the New World Order. Because people are, they want substance, but they're given just the semblance of substance, and they buy that as if it's substance. That's why Limbaugh says, you know, the people are getting form over substance. And there he is giving them the form of substance when it's not really the substance. You know, more word games. More, yeah, that's right. Words mean things, you neocon, America-destroying Judas Iscariot, wolves in sheep's clothing, sickening, demonic traitors. We'll come back and talk to Leon, Danny, Anthony, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to try to calm down, cover a couple of news articles, then go to your calls, and then we got a guest coming up. Just please stay with me.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, now 8 minutes and 17 seconds into the second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. Your calls are coming up momentarily. Some of the other news that's got me so outraged. This is out of CTV. Big national Canadian television channel, and it says, stats can to collect blood urine samples. The next time a Stats Statistic Canada pollster knocks at the door, he may be out for blood. Now, remember, globally in the Western world, they're using the census now as it's like the ancient confession or something. You must confess to them. And this stuff always starts as voluntary, then it becomes mandatory. It's like, oh, you volunteer to give your urine and blood at public schools. Now Bush has a federal initiative to make your children do it. And, oh, we've been taking your blood since birth for 34 years. We're going to start using that, see how it works. The federal agency plans to collect blood and urine samples from volunteers beginning next year in a radical departure from its usual question-and-answer checklist approach. The $20 million project would involve a battery of lab tests on the blood and urine of up to 10,000 Canadians in search of dozens of key health indicators. Researchers would look for diabetes, cholesterol levels, lead, pesticides, SARS, HIV, herpes, West Nile virus, and many other measures on the health of the general population. The survey also included direct measurements of weight, which people tend to underestimate when answering pollsters' questions, blood pressure, fitness, back strength, and many. I mean, this is total communism, total Nazi Germany, whatever you want to call it, command and control. And We have the cases. I remember finding out a few years ago that the 2000 census was going to be ongoing, and now people randomly are still being visited. One in six homes got a 59-question questionnaire. You know, how much money do you have? Where's your bank account? Does your renter pay cash? Where do they last live? What level of water does your toilet have? How many cars do you have? When do you go to work in the morning? How many children do you, you know, all these questions. Do you own firearms? And they would have young punks with their ID cards threatening, you better sign it, you better fill it out. I got the 59 question, and this idiot came to my door twice, and I finally stuck a camera in his face and said, get out of my yard, you moron. And by the way, he was parked in the middle of the street. That's how, I live on a blacktop road, and it's just sitting out there. He thought he was a cop. We had cases of him busting down doors on women and on power trips, the Dudley Do-Right, Barney Fife mode. This is from E! Online. Never thought I'd be reading an article from E! Television. Bush backs new terrorism TV series, and what would be a highly unusual action for a president to do it overtly is George W. Bush is apparently giving the White House seal of approval to a television series, Department of Homeland Security, the series, a drama about the Department of Homeland Security being introduced Thursday night to prospective networks at an industry gathering. You have a government-produced film, folks. I've been researching this for over a year, and they're trying to get somebody to take it. President Bush and Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge both endorse and contribute sound bites to the introduction of the series, according to the show's producer. So we talk about propaganda. This is The Running Man. Through the series, theme relates to the president's agenda on national security and international terrorism. It is virtually unprecedented for the White House to endorse such a fictional representation. It is unclear what input or relation, if any, the president or real DHS would have with the show in the future. HBO's recent series, K Street, featured star turns from real-life politicos and old FBI show, and it goes on. Folks, 24, Threat Matrix, NYPD Blue, these shows are publicly getting Justice Department grants. Under Clinton, they had whole specials produced, funded by the federal government on CBS and ABC. It's propaganda placement is my coined term. You've all heard of product placement, Budweiser, Taco Bell, whatever in a movie. Army of One. In the American Football League now, they've got sponsored by the Army, the Army, the Army, the Army. Well, that's, their product placement. But when government's doing it covertly, I call it propaganda placement, and it's now in the tens of millions of dollars. And I've got some other articles here. You talk about propaganda. This is the Wall Street Journal. Business Coalition battles outsourcing backlash. With overseas outsourcing, a hot U.S. election year issue. We're seeing what NAFTA and GATT have done. But now hamburgers are industrial, according to Bush, so it's okay. Big business is quietly mounting an offensive against state and federal efforts to keep jobs at home and otherwise restrain globalization. The businesses are fighting with the government's attempt to keep jobs here. Now, that's lie number one. That's the weird spin by Michael Schroeder. The government is, let's say we had a finger cut off, they're down there with a hatchet hacking our legs off, saying this will help. Some of the best finance trade groups in the U.S. have formed a coalition to beat back federal legislation that would restrict foreign outsourcing by government contractors and limit visas for non-American workers with technology skills. Folks, Bush's new amnesty is blanket for everybody, even unskilled. Calling itself the Coalition for Economic Growth and American Jobs. Don't you love the spin? It's like the new entity comprises about 200 trade groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, the American Bankers Association, the National Association of Manufacturers, and the Information Technology Association of America, as well as individual companies. While U.S. manufacturing jobs have been going abroad for decades, the more recent and highly publicized outflow of white-collar jobs from call centers to software engineering is causing anxiety among skilled white-collar workers. It was real funny when I'd talk to a Dell employee or a Advanced Micro Devices employee. I'd go, they're building factories in China and Germany. You'll be losing your jobs. I've seen the federal documents.
Whatever, Alex. Have you seen my stock portfolio?
And I'd say, well, you better get out of the stock market now when it's at 11,000. You know, it's going to go down, and this is a big scam, and
whatever. You know, we're going to lose these manufacturing jobs.
Okay, it's not funny now, is it? You're out there fighting for a job at HEB, thumb scanning to get your paycheck, and it's not funny, is it? I know it's not funny. I'm sorry it happened. It's going to get a lot worse for you. Don't worry, you can tattle on your neighbors and get supplemental checks. Don't worry, lick boots, it's all right. Get a government job. Work as a prisoner in a prison. So we've got that article, and oh my goodness, I mean, the stack goes on and on. Let me hit one more, and then we'll go right to your calls. Let me hit one more, because this is all very important. Bill Pryor got his Judas money. Chuck Baldwin did this article. According to news reports, President Bush used a recess appointment. This is a few weeks old. To give Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor a seat on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily. Pryor was sworn in by U.S. Circuit Judge Ed Karnes in the private ceremony in Alabama Friday. His appointment is expected to last until the end of 05. Faithful readers of this column know that Pryor was the political Judas who turned against Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore after promising former Alabama Governor Bob James and the people of Alabama that he would back Moore all the way. In fact, Bill Pryor would never have attained the Alabama Attorney General's office without his enthusiastic support for Judge Roy Moore. Therefore, James and others were shocked at Pryor's sudden decision to prosecute Chief Justice Moore and orchestrate Moore's removal from the Alabama Supreme Court. And Baldwin goes on to talk about how Bush, you know, had him do this. Again. And I hear you on the radio, Bush is such a good Christian, I love him. Oh,
well, we need to get him into office again so he can put all these good conservative judges into play.
Yeah, the ones that are gun-grabbing, open border promoting, sodomy cases, using the UN rulings. Very conservative, just like the gun control bills that are passing right now. And so the guy that does all this, Bush is rewarding him. But again, I'm liberal. I understand. I know I'm bad. I'm bad. I understand. So, I'm getting madder and madder, people. Let's talk to Leon in Colorado. Leon, thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, if you think all that was bad, I've got about another 75 stories here.
Well, I'm just as angry as you are. In fact, I'm just infuriated over the whole business to the point that I can't even talk about it.
But you must be a liberal.
I know. I've been a liberal all my life. Where do I start? Oh, I just wanted to ask you on this Craig, whatever his name is down there, Ranch Rescue. Did you ever?
Casey Nethercutt.
Did you ever get that warrant posted on your website? I was looking last night.
They never sent it.
Oh, man, I wish they would.
Yeah, there's people around Casey that tell him, don't give people videos, don't give people documents. Just.
Oh, man, if we could get that, then I could answer my so-called representative that says, oh, I don't have one case of any law enforcement agency acting irresponsibly.
Well, happened in all of history.
Huh?
The Roman law enforcement did a good job with Jesus.
Yeah,
cops cannot be wrong. You didn't know that? They're beamed directly from heaven.
I guess they're going to be like the Romans. They figured that they were safe from being strung up on the crosses themselves because the Roman law said they weren't supposed to be, but in the long run, they got strung up one way or the other. Anyway, My question is...
Well, let me answer your question. We have articles posted every week where they're using the Patriot Act on pot dealers, topless bars, county commissioners,
right.
Rush Limbaugh. These people that deny it's being used, I mean, it's a fraud.
I'm going to go and copy some of them, but I just wondered if that one... And I'm going to send it back with this letter and say, please quit trying to... I wanted to ask one more question.
Okay.
Yeah. How much info can this $20 bill I have in front of me transport to what does it give? Just a locator beam, or what does it do?
Let me break down what the money does with the tracker chips when we get back. Thanks for the call.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest.
All right, my friends, we're back live and trying to answer Leon from Colorado's question. They've got several different RFID tracker chips and strips in the new money. The old money, the last redo, just had a strip running down the bill, and the Federal Reserve said that they could scan the record of that money, where it was minted, and that they, if they wanted to, could put it back through a scanner that would register how long it had been out of a bank, and so they could devalue your money if you didn't keep it in a bank for over a year, and they gave a sliding scale for that. This was a policy recommendation they say that they want to implement. The new money has several other little chips in it, and generally with a small chip the size of a grain of sand, you have to have a reader that you pass over it, and then it pings back the information. The reader reads it off of it. They have some, though, that are a little bit bigger than the head of a pen that can be read from, they say, 50 feet away. They've got some larger tracker chips that can be read from several hundred yards. So this is just some of the systems they have out there. But large quantities of money, they admit, going back to the 98 redesign, the police do have scanners that can pick up large amounts of money. That is a wad of bills. Dollar bills don't have it, but fives and up do. They have the old tracker chips, and now the new 20s have three chips, according to the security features that they've announced. Okay, hope that answers your question. And if you put them in the microwave, I don't recommend doing it because, yes, they really will catch on fire. They will explode at the chip point. I don't mean a big explosion, but a little pop, and the chip will start smoking. But, you know, if you put old money in a microwave, it'll never catch on fire. You can bake out the water in it, but it's the chips. You can take a chip out of another product and put it in the microwave. It, too, will explode. Let's go ahead now and talk to Danny in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Danny.
Thanks a lot, Alex. You're doing a good job on the show today.
Well, thank you.
At the beginning, you talked about filming the dollar bill exploding from the microchip. I want to refer you to Title 18 of the Code of Federal Regulations.
Yeah, I know. You can't destroy their Federal Reserve money.
Yeah, it's $100 or 6 months in jail, so I don't want to hear you go off the air.
Well, I mean, you know, I'd like to see them try to enforce that. I mean, we're documenting they got tracker chips in the money.
And another thing I wanted to talk about was Senator Inhofe. You know, when I get things off the Internet, I like to confirm them. So I sent the Joint Terrorism Task Force letter, because I've been trying to call Maricopa County, and they did confirm to Senator Inhofe's office, and he called me this morning, and he was upset, too, because it lists constitutionalists as terrorists.
Yeah, for those that don't know, see, this is a problem we have, and I have it, too. You're having a discussion that you and I understand, but think about what you just said. The average person's going, you called Senator Inhofe about the Maricopa County thing, and then people don't know. I mean, why don't you explain that?
Well, the Maricopa County, they received a document from the Federal Bureau of Investigation from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, they put out 25,000 flyers.
Right. And I've been talking to them about PNAC and all these other things. They didn't know about 1993's World Trade Center bombing and that it was backed by the FBI. And that was another thing that I've been trying to locate that information on your website so I can send it to them.
Yeah, it's in the 9/11 prior knowledge section. New York Times.
Do I type that into your search?
No, it's a big old link. It says 9/11 archive.
Okay.
It's on Prison Planet and on InfoWars.
Plus, I emailed your tips. They would like to get a copy of that thing, but they can't request it. And I told you that I...
They would like to get a copy of what?
The 9/11 Road to Tyranny that documents everything that went on.
Well, great. Somebody send them a copy then.
I emailed you and I told you I'd be happy to pay for it.
Okay. Well, just what you can do is you can just put their address in and pay for it and send it, or make a copy and send it. Well, that's great. You're certainly taking action. The flyers in Maricopa County said that all Christians are basically terrorists. Defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists. Against the U.N. I mean,
if you just bring it up that you believe in, you know, your constitutional right.
If you make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, you're a terrorist. And, that's on InfoWars, too.
Well, I appreciate all the assistance you're giving us, and keep up the good work, and stay out of jail.
Okay. All right. That's right. Don't show anybody the microchips and the money, or it's over for you. Wow. Yeah. We'll be right back with more calls. We've got a little mini guest coming on, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Okay, Anthony and Emmett and Ann and Charles and everybody, your calls are coming up. We do have Larry Pratt talk about all the gun laws that are being passed in the Senate, being passed as amendments onto major packages as pork barrel by your Republicans, of course, with their little buddies, the Democrats. Larry Pratt will be joining us in the next hour. Discuss this, so stay with us for that. Very serious developments across the board. The next 10 minutes or so, I wanted to bring this guest up because, remember a couple of weeks ago, a listener in Kentucky, and I got the news articles and the documents and the police report. It really is true. He gave a police officer a copy of one of my videos, and he gave him a copy of Ron Paul, a speech Ron Paul gave, on C-SPAN about the neocons. A member of Congress gave a speech about how Bush is a globalist and works for the New World Order. So he gave that to a police officer. Police officer thought it was threatening, arrested him. The judge said, "You're being arrested for giving a police officer an anti-government videotape." And we had him on air concerning it. And now, because of public knowledge of this, they've kind of backed the trial off. But he's facing, on each count, and they're saying there's two counts, a year in prison. And in the New America, you pretty easy to go to prison for that. But I got an email here from Justin, and I've already been aware of some of Justin's work in Colorado. And one of his neighbors and friends, Dana Beebe, her son and her daughter, the daughter is a freshman honor student, Kate, there at the local public school. He emailed her information because she'd been asking about information about 9/11 for a report in class, and he emailed her the link over to prisonplanet.com to the Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, his lawyer, who says the government carried out 9/11 and has deposed all these high-level military officers. We posted that at prisonplanet.com, and it came back on her computer there at the school, and we've gotten this from people that work at corporations and libraries, and we've seen this before, this exact message, that it's terrorism. It says, the site you are trying to access is not approved for viewing by our student audience. The request was blocked for the following reason, denied, which violates the following category, racist. I think I'm going to sue whoever's putting out this filter. Ethnic intolerance, militant extremist. If you have any questions about the message, please see your technology representative or the technology director. And then also in the email, and I've called around and confirmed this, the son, also a good student, they have mandatory law enforcement semester in most public schools. They have that there, and you sit for an hour a day for half a year. You write dossiers on your parents. You write reports. You learn to worship, not having a Bill of Rights. I mean, I've covered this. This is what they really do. And he just said, you know, I don't trust the government or police. I don't all the corruption they've been involved in. So the police were called. He was sent to the principal. There were discussions of arresting him. And but then the principal said, this is ridiculous. It's America. It's a free country. So, see, he's a thought criminal, too. And so he chastised the police and the teacher. But they all believe we are in Nazi Germany and did try this. So this is the new America, folks. Open borders, total tyranny, open corporate looting. But you have a video or you try to go to a website. It's very evil. So bringing him up to tell us the story is Justin, and Justin runs his own Freedom website. Justin, good to have you on the show with us.
Hey, good morning, Alex. How y'all doing?
I'm doing okay. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it might be good if you get off that.
Okay.
Just so folks can hear you.
Good enough. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Sounds wonderful now.
All right, cool.
Tell us, I mean, I just basically put a synopsis out, but recap it for us in more detail.
Well, first of all, I got this email sent to me by Cliff Hughes, who is another patriot here in the community, of which and whom which I'm very grateful for. But after reviewing the article and then having dinner that night with Dana and her kids, the subject came up, you know, about what is really going on with 9/11 and everything else under the sun. That's when Greg turned around and informed us what happened to him at this new version of DARE program that's going on in the school. And he getting sent to the principal's office, and the reason why the principal didn't call us, he does get in trouble at school every now and then. But anyhow, the principal did not call us because the principal, according to Greg, turned around and sided with him back in the classroom. That is in the information that we sent you.
Which may actually land him in a FEMA camp. That's been duly noted, by the way.
It's absolutely scary that we the people, when we stand up, we get knocked down. And as you mentioned earlier in your program that you were so upset, you should have heard me talking to the American Founding Fathers Party the other night, the directors and president, vice president, treasurer, national treasurer. I mean, I went off. We all did. Our country is in trouble, and anybody that believes that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party is going to solve our problems is completely illiterate as to what is really taking place in this country.
Absolutely. But going back to the thought crimes that these children are committing. I mean, she tried to go to a website. It's blocked. It's evil. What exactly did he say when he talked to his new Khamazar chieftains in his political meeting there at the school?
Who said what? I'm sorry. I don't
the
know.
Son. The
Gregor?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Gregor, he was sent to the principal's office because, as it says on the email that I'd sent you, he was asked, who should we not trust in America? And Greg turned around, having a lot of strength, you know, and personal resolve, stood up and said, you don't trust the government, you don't trust the police. And I wish he was here, but he's at school right now. He could tell you it went on and on and on, and he held his ground to the point to where the teacher sent him to the principal's office.
So this is the new thing. You're a bad thought criminal, and next time maybe it'll mean a train ride to Siberia. But so the teacher and the which is the police send him to the principal. The principal did not believe that was a thought crime.
Oh, the principal sided with Greg wholeheartedly. And,
okay, he needs to go to the camp too. Obviously, we ought to send him to Lyon County, Kentucky. They put him in jail for that. Charge him, kind of. You know, I'm serious. This is the new America.
I know, but the new America also is full of people that have had it up to here with. Look at it this way: if Uncle Sam were an actual physical human being, what would we, the people, do to him? I mean, I got to thinking about that the other day. If Uncle Sam was actually a human being, I would possibly get thrown in jail for assault. I mean, you want to talk about criminal activity. It is absolutely amazing what kind of deceptive control that they have over the American public. You were also talking in your previous hour about facial recognition technology. Here on Highway 82, when you look on a map, you'll see I-70. Off of I-70 at Glenwood Springs, Highway 82 begins, and it ends basically at Independence Pass, Aspen, Colorado. That is the pilot program for facial recognition technology. They have cameras on
well,
the highway.
Understand, any high-quality digital camera is already hooked into facial technology. In every community, they say, this is the pilot program.
Yes,
special. That's
you
just part of the PR.
Check this out, Alex. Inside of Hanging Lake Tunnel, in the I-70, right in Glenwood Canyon, when you look on a good map, it'll say Glenwood Canyon, and it'll also show you where Hanging Lake exit is at. It's a beautiful little area. Well, there's a tunnel of the road. The I-70 goes through the mountain. Inside that mountain is a complex four stories deep. And it is literally, it looks like a NASA facility. That is where the program is being implemented. They have the power to simultaneously, what is that? They have the power to review 15 million faces per minute.
Oh, you're saying one of the control bunkers for all the cameras is there.
Oh, boy, howdy. And so we had Sheriff Mack was due into town, and then he got called away to another event last summer over there in Reno, Nevada, or Las Vegas, I forget which. But anyway, he was scheduled, and we were scheduled, to have a meeting and the interview actually go into the facility. But when they found out that Sheriff Mack, and when they looked up on my website and found out who we are, bam, we were no longer allowed access to the people, personnel, or the facility.
Yeah, why don't you plug your website? You do some interesting stuff.
Well, we have UAV, United American Voice Video Magazine. What we will be doing and have been doing for the past year is putting people on camera, on air, literally featuring the best of information providers and compilers nationwide, of which you are one of the lead people. There are many people out there like you that are trying to get the word out. What we do with our print magazine, which is brand spanking new, and the video magazine, is we promote organizations or groups or centers, information centers that you've developed. We've got to get more people in America to listen to Genesis Communication Network programming. We have to have more people subscribe to all the products that you present and that they, the radio station, present. We've got to literally plug America, those that want the truth. We have to put them in touch with those that have been making the truth known for years.
Getting back to, well, yeah, it's great work. The incident, what did the young man say after he went back to the class the police, were they unpleased? Because you said the principal was mad at the police. You know, this young man's done nothing wrong. What did the Gestapo do then?
You know what? I have no idea, but I would sure like to investigate more. I think they just let a sleeping dog lie. They stepped over.
That shows their mindset that they think that it's illegal to say, I don't trust the police. Hey, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show, Justin. And we'll have to have you back on as a guest sometime for a longer period of time.
All right, God bless you one and all. Give me a call for those that, may I give my phone number out?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's area code 970-963-8399. And I'd also like to say hello to AFFP, America Founding Fathers Party. They are all listening right now. And God love their work. Go check out their website. It is absolutely phenomenal. Also to you, Alex, thank you for doing what you're doing. Do not be ashamed for getting angry. Angry, actually, being angry produces a result. You are doing a good thing. Get all fired up and go after. Continue to go after what you're going after.
Okay. So thanks a lot, Justin. Good to have you on the show. And you know what? I have articles here where students suspended for Marine Corps T-shirt files lawsuit against district claiming First Amendment violations. WorldNet Daily. And whether you agree with war or disagree with war or like this war or love this war or hate this war, you should still believe that somebody can wear a Marine Corps T-shirt if they want to. But that just shows the mind control. You know, on the phony right wing, criticize the police, we want to arrest you. On the phony left wing, when I talk about war, you know, do anything, you're bad. A high school student suspended for wearing a T-shirt with a machine gun and Marine Corps creed is suing the district over its dress code policy. Nathan Griggs, 16, and his father, David, brought the suit to U.S. District Court against Fort Wayne Community Schools, claiming the shirt was protected by the First Amendment free speech rights, the Fort Wayne News Sentinel reported. And they say it's not appropriate. I mean, if a child writes the word gun in an essay, they're kicked out of school. CPS is called. In some cases, they're arrested. You know, they find kids with an aspirin in their purse that mommy gave them. They're arrested and charged with controlled substance. I mean, it's all about getting you into the system, and it's all about thought crime. And it just shows the mindset of these people. It's very, very scary. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to Anthony in Louisiana. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I live in a small town, and your views and parts of your views have never really been expressed here or even widely known. And I started listening to you about 6 months ago. I don't agree with everything you have to say, but a lot of important things you have to say I've spread around here.
Well, what do you disagree with?
Well, I disagree with the level of coordination, specifically of propaganda in the mainstream and policies that are enforced. And the government, I don't think it's as coordinated, but a lot of your facts check out. In fact, most
you don't think
do.
It's coordinated.
Oh, I think it's loosely, maybe not on all levels.
Let me tell you how it works. The editors are all CIA of big papers, big TV stations, big networks. They're admittedly all government ops. They then pick the useful idiot types they want. Then the consultants tell them what the new trend is every month or every 6 months, and that's how the agenda is set. If they get out of line, you know, they get the detail of, you know, writing human interest stories about watermelon pickers. Okay. But if they're a good little sniveling, backstabbing globalist, they get the big front-page political articles.
Okay, yeah, you are right to an extent as far as I can research, and that's one point that the really only point that I'm calling is that I've had to learn how to do research, where before I started listening to you, I wasn't a research-intensive person, and I didn't really even know basic.
Well, let me tell you how to do research. Let me tell you how to do research. Bush comes out against the Ten Commandments and then sicks a guy on Judge Roy Moore and then gives the guy a federal appointment judgeship. You know, that's a sellout. Gun control by Bush is a sellout. Open borders is a sellout. I mean, what is there to figure out here?
Okay, true. But those are opinion points, Alex, of sorts. I mean, I'm talking
opinion
about facts.
Points?
Well, okay, I'm talking about facts that anybody wants to go ahead and check out from two or more.
Okay,
sources,
they're putting thumb scanners in the schools all over.
And I have checked that out, and that is true.
Okay,
a whole lot of schools, actually. But the point is that, the suggestion maybe I was going to make was that on your website, you don't have any advice, tools, or... For people who are like total idiots when they start listening to you, like, well, look, this guy sounds wacky. Let me try and find out on my own. And then, but see, if they don't know how to even do the basics of that, like I had to figure out how to add AP wire and all these wires to my browser and also private intelligence sources like Stratfor.com that, you know, you read those and it's like a quasi CIA site and it actually predicts a lot of what's coming. That's why I'm saying a lot of
that's a government front.
Well, it's
That's based right here in Austin.
It's true, but see, I don't read it like bootlickers. Okay, but Alex, I don't read that side believing everything they say, but I read it for what.
Well, no, I read it.
You know.
I only know what their propaganda is. Yeah.
That's actually a valuable side because a lot of the pre-war things they said were going to happen right on time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
it's not hard to predict. I mean,
I had to learn how to do that. If maybe you or who you work with, you know, has a little time, just like a cursory little few steps on how to start becoming.
I got an idea for you. Why don't you write for us? Why don't you give us your expertise and tell us what we should do? I'm serious.
Well, I really taught myself, so I'm sure I'm not doing it as efficiently.
Well, no, I bet you're doing a good job. You got guts, and guts is enough. Hey, why don't you just write me an article and we'll post it?
All right, cool. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. No, that's a really good question. My problem, you know, there's a lot of films I'd like to make, a lot of books I'd like to write. Frankly, I'm exhausted most of the time. I was up till 2 in the morning last night. I got up at 7 a.m. I did 4 radio interviews. I don't get to see my family. I don't do a very good job. That's why I'm frustrated. This country's being destroyed!
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You know, I don't think we refuse many writers. Unless it's some, you know, personal plug, and that's all the article's about. You can submit articles on almost any subject. Some stuff I don't even agree with has been posted at prisonplanet.com. A lot of it's really great information. And millions of people read the commentary. Millions that are posted at prisonplanet.com. And I realize what a responsibility I have. That's why it's very daunting. I mean, I wish I could do a better job. There's a lot of things I could do that would be more effective. I've got all these hopes and dreams and ways to stop the globalist and things I know that we could do, but I'm just so busy fighting the New World Order, so busy doing radio interviews, you know, the one of the few venues other than the internet we're able to pierce their veil. And we're having a huge harvest. People are waking up big time all over the place. Yeah, I mean, if you've got ideas about how to wake people up, or you want to write a 101 of what the New World Order is, and you want to write a 100-page article or a 5-page article, go to prisonplanet.com, email the webmaster, and if Watson thinks it's good, he'll put it up there. Okay? Or you can go to our message board and do that. And hundreds of thousands of people see that every month. But, you know, the point here is that we're only attempting to get you to think for yourselves. I'm not your leader. I don't have all the answers. I just know how sinister this military-industrial complex control grid is. I'm told Bob in California disagrees with me, so we're going to go to him first. But first, I got to plug my videos. I've made 10 of them, and they're great videos, and they wake people up, and they're very scary and very well documented, and this is also how the show funds itself. And believe me, when you support us, you can be assured every red cent of it's going to fight the New World Order. These are the best videos out there. I can really say that, which is scary because they could be a lot better, but they're pretty good and pretty scary because they're all documented and real, and it's the real world, truth stranger than fiction. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. This work deserves to be seen, and it's up to you, the grassroots, to make it out there to the people, to give it legs. Matrix of Evil contains footage from speeches and conversations with myself, Congressman Ron Paul, Colonel Craig Roberts, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, which cover and include how the private banks control the military-industrial complex, expert analysis on the USA Patriot Act, and the latest police state developments, globalist financial policies pushing America and the world into depression, how the neoconservative movement controlling the Bush administration is nothing more than a Trojan horse for big government agenda of ivory tower social engineers, the latest revelations concerning cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, cell phone tracking, DARPA surveillance, and the end of posse comitatus, the federalization of local police and governments, and much more. Government-sponsored terrorism, gun control, political assassinations, the September 11th cover-up. Most importantly, Matrix of Evil is chock-full of solutions. All of the dynamic people interviewed for this film agree that there is a massive awakening taking place in America through the criminal activities of the global elite. The film is full of documents and archival news clips, runtime over 2 hours. Now, that's just my latest video. It's a little different. It's speeches and interviews and video clips and documents. The other films are in more of kind of a Discovery Channel-type format, you know, moving images and video clips. But they're all good. They're $25.95, $20 if you order 3 or more. Make the call today. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Again, that's 888-253-3. Again, that's 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, folks. It's up to you in the fight. Third hour straight ahead. Larry Pratt, your call. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.